Welcome to the Indian Newslink podcast series Coffee with Kamil by Kamil Lakshman.
Welcome to Coffee with Kamil. It's been a while. I have taken the opportunity to try and understand life, existence. It's been a tough one because sometimes you wake up in the morning and then the day goes by and then you wake up the next day and the days go by and it just goes on. It's like a routine. And sometimes I do wonder, I have often wondered, what's the point of it? But as life has gone by, as I have continued to exist on this planet, it has become increasingly clear to me that the purpose has to be something more. It can't be that going to sleep, spending the day whichever way you want, going to sleep and sort of doing the same old thing over and over again. And in between, there's some enjoyment, there's some, the best way to put that is there's trials and tribulations of all kinds thrown one's way. And you produce children or not, hold a job or not, study or not, make money or not. It just goes on. It's just variations of different types. Some more, some less. So what is the point of it, I have often wondered. I'm going to touch on something which is potentially controversial, and some people may not take too kindly to what I'm going to say. But I just would like you to have an open mind. Religion seems to be the direction in which we are told to be able to have access to greater truths, higher existence. But what is religion? We are told it is to pray, it is to have gratitude, is to have faith in something other, which is all part of the whole. But as I have gone through this journey of discovery, of trying to access that higher truth, it has become apparent to me that the only truth that exists is you. You, the subject. You are the only truth. So if you are the only truth, then, who are you? Often, it is usually coined as, who am I? And that really is the essence of it all. Because, who are you? Are you self-aware? Are you aware of who you are? What you think? How you feel? Why? And it has become clear that this is the question that needs to be answered. This is the journey that needs to be made. And this is the pathway and access to everything that is to be known. How do we do that? Do we take clutches from somebody? Is there a pillar of support? Are there beings out there that have more knowledge and therefore can provide the access? All of the above, I say. All of the above. But whatever access or help you take, whatever pathway you follow, whatever religion you follow, at the end of it all is that goal or the natural progression that you get to know yourself, self-awareness. Once the journey of self-awareness occurs, the rest is history. Because that journey of self-awareness about who am I appears to be what opens the doors to higher knowledge, higher truth. Otherwise, it just remains in the periphery for the taking, but not accessible. So let's become self-aware. Let's question ourselves. Let's question our motives. Let's question who we really are. Let's be honest to ourselves. Because we want to live a fruitful and a full life and do and use this life for the purpose it seems to be made for, which is to find yourself, which is to find yourself like Buddha did. You don't have to go to all that length. You can do it in this world, in this world of pain, where there is war going on, where there is external challenges. But more so is the internal challenge, the internal demons, the internal awareness that is needed. And sometimes when you say that to somebody, they have no idea what you're talking about. Internal awareness? What's that? Well, if we can silence the mind, and that requires less external interferences, less engagement with the noise out there, the things that take you away from this journey. And those are things like gossip, like in being interested in events, in people. These two levels, if you are present at these levels, it is very difficult to get to that higher, to that third level where you can indulge in self-awareness. Because really, it is an indulgence. If you can quieten the mind, it can quieten the outside noise, it is less likely to become a barrier. You will get there. And you will. And that is like falling in love with yourself. You know, this romance that we talk about, romance with the other. Well, the other in this case is yourself, is you. You fall in love with the divinity within. You fall in love with the creation that you are. You are that perfect being, the divine being. Because you are the replica of everything else out there that nature has created. The design is the same. The patterns are the same. But let's find out. Let's at least try to be on that journey. And let's see what we find. Thank you for listening to Coffee with Camille. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Indian Newslink podcast series, Coffee with Camille by Camille Lakshman.